You're listening to SBS News.
Switching on the radio is something many people do without thinking, leaving it playing in the background while attending to other tasks. But for older Australians, it can be a lifeline, allowing them to feel connected and improving their mental, even physical, well-being. University of Melbourne researcher Amanda Krauss says it was those kinds of benefits that inspired her to look at the importance of radio broadcasting for people aged 65 and older. Dr. Krauss is hoping to recruit more elderly volunteers to continue her research by filling out a questionnaire online, but she says she's already discovered many ways radio can help people in the age group.
So there's a lot of different well-being benefits, but a lot of these really important to the idea of looking into listening is this idea of mood regulation. So we can shift our mood, sort of pick ourselves up and feel better. And what I'm interested in listening is whether or not listening to things like the radio, if you're at home alone, feeling lonely or socially isolated, if you can actually have sort of a sense of companionship through your listening.
The Community Broadcasting Foundation's Jo Curtin says she believes radio programming provides a powerful connection to the outside world. She says she sees community stations in particular as information providers, connecting the audience with opportunities and with the community.
That social connection has really profound impacts on their health and well-being, because there are some really negative health outcomes when people are isolated, and actual social connection takes many forms, and one of the things that we're interested in learning more about is how does radio create that form of social connection, even though it's through the airwaves and not across the coffee table. So it would be an opportunity really for those stations to find out what is it that gets people feeling connected, that hits them in their heart and says, I'm a part of this community.
Data from the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia's listener survey for 2018 shows around 28% of people who tune into community stations are 55 or older, with a slight skew towards males. The chief executive of COTA Australia, Ian Yates, says just like the general population, senior Australians are a diverse and varied group, as are their listening habits.
Older Australians who continue, for example, to farm in our rural areas, for whom radio is an essential link to a whole lot of important information. Or we're talking about people who come from a variety of cultural and language backgrounds, for whom radio is an important connection to those cultural roots and to information in their own or their original language on a day-to-day basis, through to people who perhaps, due to a variety of social, economic and health factors, lead reasonably isolated lives.
Mr. Yates says he believes the medium could be better used to pass on important information concerning areas such as aged care services and facilities. He says the reasons the age group has a particular fondness for radio go far beyond just familiarity with the technology, encompassing practicality and its participatory, intimate nature.
It's cheap. It's convenient. You can move a radio around the house with you into the garden. And it's familiar in the sense that it's actually conversational. Many older Australians are major users of talkback radio, well known for ringing and making their opinions known and asking questions on the radio. It's interactive in that sense. So I think there's all those reasons why radio is very much a friend to older Australians.
Dr. Krauss, the researcher, says she wants to understand more clearly the role radio plays in the lives of older Australians. And she points to podcasts as possibly a new technology which could be utilised by the demographic. Dr. Krauss says although there is some content on air that caters to the elderly, her research could open the way to programming more tailored to the wants and needs of older listeners.
Like here in Melbourne, there's the Golden Days, and they are sort of targeting that older demographic and playing music, the golden oldies. Now, what that doesn't necessarily always hit is everybody's individual personal preferences, and it's not just music. A lot of the people that I've been interviewing have talked about wanting to hear more radio serial programs, which were very popular before. So that it's not just music, but I think we can think about how we structure a variety of different types of programming to keep some of these well-being benefits in mind.
The online survey can be completed at www.cbf.com.au/wellbeing. Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.